Scripture comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 5 through 7. This is the message we have heard from Him and proclaimed to you, that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him while we are walking in darkness, we lie and do not do what is true. But if we walk in the light as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. So, this is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Pastor Hima. Well, good morning, church.
Good morning.
We've been a little challenged today. We thought we had the technology to make this happen smoothly, but then again, technology I don't think is redeemed by God. I have to admit, I think there's a little more to it, but we're working out okay. We are in this moment and in this day doing the best that we can. I'm glad you are following along online. We have been working through the breakthrough prayers, opening the floodgates in our lives. And I was thinking about a story. You know, when I was a Boy Scout, I did a weekend, or a week, I should say, of survival camp. We went out and we learned how to identify the edible plants, which ones were safe to eat, which ones to stay away from, you know, like poison ivy, those type of things. We learned how to make a fire with flint and steel without any matches. We learned how to fish without a fishing pole. And one of the skills we learned is how to navigate without a flashlight at night. And they did it a real interesting way. We went on this hike at night, and we got to this place, and they took our flashlights away and said, "Now get back to camp." You know what it's like to operate in the dark when you're not used to it, and you can't see real well. And you're in the middle of the woods, and it's overgrown. There's a trail. It's a road. And so if you don't panic, you're okay. And luckily, I had grown up where I did do a lot of night walking. And so I didn't worry too much about it. But others were in a panic because they couldn't see. They had no lights to go by. Isn't that an interesting thing in our life that when we don't have something to go by, a light to shine in front of us, or our headlights on our car, we can panic. And that's the way it is with prayer. We can, in mind, it's so important that we talk about prayer and connect with prayer. Prayer is our way to have that light in our life, that light of God in the midst of whatever we find ourselves in. And today, in the midst of this coronavirus, these ability to pray and to connect with God are so important. And so I want to do a little bit of review for us this day. We started out in the beginning of this talking about the fact that this breakthrough prayer says, "Now to Him by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than we could ask or imagine." Prayer connects us to God. It's the way God communicates with us. It's not that we're trying to manipulate God, remember. It's that we are trying to align our lives and our thoughts with God, to know what God's best purpose for us in our life is. So prayer is important. And then we looked at that first breakthrough prayer was upsurge prayer. And we talked about the passages out of Psalm 61, verses 1 and 2. It says, "Hear my cry, O God, give heed to my prayer." Sounds like somebody is struggling and they need God in their lives. It said, "From the end of the earth I call to you when my heart is faint. Lead me to a rock that is higher than I." And we said, that's the prayer that when you need to get from where you are to a new place, you don't have the strength to do it, you can't do it on your own, you've run out of energy, then that is the prayer you lift up to God, because God is your power. God is your energy. And then we talked about this 202 prayer, to pray for ourselves and for our church. The 202 is our street address. And we said that we're going to pray for God's light to break into our church, God's vision to come into our church. And I hope everybody is doing that at 2:02 p.m. I even heard some of you are doing it at 2:02 a.m. And that's a pretty amazing, pretty powerful thing. If you're willing to get up at 2:02 a.m. in the morning and pray that prayer for God's amazing power to come into our life, into our church. And then we talked last week, as I lifted up at the beginning of the service, do not be afraid. How much more appropriate prayer do we need right now in the midst of where we find ourselves as a community, as a nation, the world, with this coronavirus? We're so, they're panicked. I mean, there's no toilet paper, there's no food, there's no, everybody is just struggling right now, or I shouldn't say everybody, many people are struggling right now to try to find and take care of themselves. And there's this fear and this panic coming in. And for us who have a deepening, growing relationship with God, this do not be afraid. Prayer is so important. It says, do not fear, I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you. If we looked at what was happening on Facebook, if we looked at what was happening in the news, we could get into that mode real easy. But God is saying, I walk with you. I'm at your right hand. I'm the strength that you need now in the midst of this time, in the midst of this, in this place that you find yourself at. Trust in me. I'll walk with you, and we will be fine. And then today we're going to start looking into the let there be light prayer. Let there be light. Let there be light is that prayer that we're requesting that God bring clarity of vision, direction, or thought into our unknown future. You know, that's the thing. God knows our future. God knows what's in front of us. We can talk, connect into that power, into that life, if we come to God with that prayer. Our Genesis passage reminds us of that today. It says that in verse 5, it says, God called the light day and darkness he called night, and there was evening and morning the first day. Now, God created both the light and the day. God, in the midst of creation, God spoke into chaos, spoke into the craziness of nothing being formed. It was a formless void when he started, and he spoke into it. God's voice spoke into it and saw that the light was good, and he separated that light from the dark. And it reminds us that God created both the light and the darkness. And so they go together. You know, the day is the time that we work. It's the time that we thrive. It's the time that we plant our plants. You know, our plants can't grow in the dark. They need that sunlight to grow, to provide us food. And the night's the time that we rest, that we rejuvenate our mind, our body, and our soul. So they're both important. And it's a reminder for us that even when we walk, are walking, and we feel like we're walking in the darkness, God is at work. You know, so much good happens when we sleep. As I said, our bodies are renewed, our minds are rested, our souls are rested, and we can wake up and feel refreshed for the next day. You know, think about it. If we didn't have some clouds in the sky, our ground would dry out. Our air would dry out. We need that moisture. That's where the water is, that when the rain comes from, to nourish the plants and stuff. So day and night are both important. And it says this in the scriptures, in Psalm 139, verse 12. It says this, even darkness is not dark to you. That is to God. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. So God has no darkness. He can see into the darkness. He can see into the very clouds and the struggles that we have in our lives. Because to Him, everything is light. And so that's why we should talk and speak to God. And then there's the Psalm 23, verse 4. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. It's a reminder that God walks with us wherever we are, in the light, in the dark. God is always there. Amen to that?
Amen.
I hope you see that and you feel that. That you are never alone. That God is there to give you the strength that you need and the direction that you need to bring that light into your life. And then I love this passage out of John. 1 John chapter 1:5-7. It says, this is the message we have heard from you, that Pastor Ewan read for us and proclaimed to you, that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness. And it goes on and says, if we walk in the light as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus His Son cleanses us from all sin. That relationship with Jesus Christ is so important in our lives. It connects us to God. It connects us by the power of the Holy Spirit to God to give us the strength and the courage that we need every day. That's why we invite you to say yes to God every day. So I want to give you some prayer holds, some words to hang on to in your life, to this let there be light, that why you would like to pray this and where you can find yourself in that time. The first word is lampstand. Because it says this in Matthew 5:14-15. It says, you are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. If you're struggling to know what to do next, if you're struggling to find a purpose and mission in life, you can pray this, let there be light, and say, Lord, my lampstand, let me be that lampstand. Let me be where my light can shine for others so that they can see your work in me and glorify you, Lord. The next one is the armor of light. God is our armor of light out of Romans 13:12. It says, the night is far gone, the day is near. Let us lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. You know what that armor of light is? That's God. That armor of light is that relationship that you have with God through Jesus Christ. That armor of God is that power of the Holy Spirit that resides and indwells in you each and every day. God is providing His spiritual direction for you. God is walking with you daily. And if you remember that you get up and you put on that armor of light each day, then you are surrounded by the presence of God. And God will walk with you and help keep you safe. And then there's the fruit of light. For fruit of light is found in all that is good, right, and true. You know, fruit is the stuff that we eat off of the trees that God has given us, like apples and oranges and plums, and, you know, it goes on and on. They're good for us. They nourish us. And so that fruit that God pours into us is kindness and peace and love and joy. And when those fruits start coming out of us in our life, that's the fruit, the light of God shining through us each and every day. So some words to hold on to. Lampstand, armor of light, fruit of light. So I invite you to use those words when you pray this, Lord, let me there be light. Our memorization verse this week is there. It's Genesis 1, verses 3 through 4. You can write that down somewhere so you can look it up in your Bible. It says this: Then God said, Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. Amen.
Amen
to that. So I want to give you just a few minutes. These outlines and the words will be posted up on our website so you can connect to them and read through it more later this week. But I want you to pray. Lord, let there be light. I want you to write this prayer down or memorize it somehow. Lord, let your light shine on whatever it is. Bring your presence to bear on the work that they do. May it glorify you and spread your love to whomever this ministry goes. Touch us in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. These are things like pray for our church. Remember, we're looking for God's vision for our church, for Powerhouse Kids, for Top A, for our pastors, for our choirs, our staff, our worship services, our G2 growth groups, our adult Bible studies, our church leadership, our new vision, our welcoming ministry, our community outreach, and others as God speaks to you in your day. Not only are we asking you to pray for God's light to shine in your life, but pray that God's light shines in the light of our church. So let me finish with a prayer now. Oh Lord, we are grateful that you walk with us daily, that whether it be night or daytime, whether we think we're in the darkness of the world around us, that the chaos is overcoming us, Lord, that light is, that darkness is light to you. And so we can speak into it with your words and your trusting in you and your strength in our lives. So Lord, help us to see the light at the end of any tunnel. Help us to walk boldly forward with your love and your presence in our heart. Lord, help us to find these words and say, Lord, let there be light into this situation. Lord, let there be light and clarity into my life. Let there be light and clarity into the life of this church. And we pray this in your precious Son's name and by the power of the Holy Spirit who shines the light into our lives each and every day. And we say, Amen.
Amen.